out at the airport, down to 46 now. Again, kind of foggy and misty out there. Not exactly like that all over town, so it's going to vary depending on where you're driving. And if you're commuting at this hour, things have gotten lousy out there. It's down to a crawl, northbound 127 from the 96 interchange, right up headed towards Forest Road and Trowbridge. Then it starts to get better once you get through the gauntlet there. Same thing, you know the drill, Kreitz Road up to MLK, moving at very slow speeds at this hour coming into the city. So it is, it's going to be a little bit delayed if you're out there trying to move through, move and groove at this time. It's kind of like, you know, waiting for, at times, the ferry boat over to Mackinac Island, depending on which one you're choosing in Mackinac City or St. Ignace to avail yourself of. That's what Kyle Malin, our good friend, was doing. Of course, I want to thank Kyle for filling in and running the show last Thursday. He joins us now on the line. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Did you have fun last week?
Well, it was certainly a lot of work, I tell you. There are a lot of presidential candidates running around and a lot of people to talk to.
Okay. Well, I meant on the show here, too. So, I mean, that's
that was fun as well.
Yeah. It's like, okay,
I had fun with that, too.
Yeah.
One thing at a time,
you can't even, you're on the island this week. You can't even remember doing the show last week. It's a whirlwind of fudge and horses and et cetera and horse. But speaking of horses up there and horses front or back ends, what was going on with the – I have to catch up here, ladies and gentlemen. What was going on with the so-called punch at Horns? What happened here?
We had a confrontation between John Yob, who's the national political director for Rand Paul, and Beeson, Rich Beeson, who is the deputy campaign manager for Marco Rubio. Apparently, the Thursday before the event started, the two got into a back and forth. Apparently, they know each other from past campaigns. Beeson was in the Romney camp some years ago, when John Yob was looking for clients who were not Mitt Romney, and the two kind of exchanged words. And at a certain point, the video would show that Beeson got up and extended his hands to Yob, and Yob says that the hand hit his face, and it looks like it could have hit his, you know, his shoulder, whatever. It was pretty small shakes when it finally got down to it, but he got a lot of national publicity for it. It was the buzz for the first, I would say, 3 hours of Friday morning anyway.
And then it went away.
And it kind of fizzed away, and the police chief said he thought it was a shove, but he'd kick it over to the prosecutor anyway to see what he thought.
All right, so you guys had the, I think with the Detroit News, too, this was the straw poll up there that was conducted. Now, you did it for the presidential candidates, but you didn't do it. It was removed for down the line for governor. What happened there?
We had the folks from Bill Schuette and Candace Miller both call us up and say they wanted their name removed from the straw poll. They did not want to be included in that. They wanted the focus to be on the presidential race. Obviously, it was our poll. We could have done whatever we wanted, but in order just to keep the peace and continue the working relationship, I think, with the Michigan Republican Party, we decided to remove it. It wasn't worth the trouble. We could have obviously kept it. Again, it was our poll. It was our decision to remove the names, but we just thought it was in the best interest then to go ahead and remove it.
And you're media, but you're a guest up there at their event at the island. So, yeah, I get it. But the poll showed that some of the ground game is better for certain candidates than it's been apparent nationally. For example, Rand Paul.
Yeah, Rand Paul's activists, led by John Yob, who I just mentioned, they really kind of flooded the polls there, and they got his candidate, they got him to be the winner of the straw poll with 22.17% of the 785 completed results. And just so the folks at home kind of realize, what that meant is that Yob and Rand Paul were able to get the people who are strong supporters of him to go on up there, register for the event, because you had to be a registered attendee of the event. You just couldn't be somebody off the boat, and then go and vote. And what we would have were big flocks of people, you know, 20, 25 people all kind of show up at one time. They would ask for their ballots, and we'd check their names, and their names were registered, and we'd go ahead and give them a ballot. And in some cases, it was funny, Dave, they would vote for Rand Paul for president, and then we'd ask a vice president question, And they would vote for Justin Amash for vice president. Now, huh. You know, Justin Amash is a very key Rand Paul supporter, congressman out of the West Michigan area.
Right.
So it's kind of funny that when we got the results back, the people who were putting down somebody other than the listed candidates we had was 12%. And even though we didn't, you know, enumerate that out and break that out as to who the others were, I'm going to guess that nearly all of them were Justin Amash.
Man, that's pretty interesting. You know, there was a quote that came out here, Kyle, from Donald Trump. He said, this is the quote. I wonder who he's referring to. Quote, she has a good pitter-patter, but if you listen to her for more than a few minutes, you get a headache. Well, of course, he's talking about Carly Fiorina. Clearly, people are listening for more than a few minutes, and she was quite the appearance up there on the island, was she not?
Oh, she was indeed. I was up on the Shepler's dock at around 1:30 on Saturday when her boat came in, and there was a nice crowd greeting her there at the dock. I would guess it was probably about 250, 300 people. And if you're over, and if you're familiar with Mackinac Island and the mm-hmm. Shepler's dock, 250 and 300 people is a lot of people crammed into that street. And it was a wall of people as she was coming off that boat with Carly signs. They started the Carly Fiorina, Carly chant. That she needed a couple body people, and I don't know if they were hired or just volunteers or whatever, to basically cut the crowd for her so she could get through and around the corner to her first event at Mary's Bistro. It was a heck of a throng there greeting her. And the excitement kind of carried from event to event. She was on the porch. The porch was packed. Her speech was well-received, and she finished second in the straw poll that we did. She got 15%, and that's impressive when you think that she entered the island with no real organization at all. I mean, she's got a couple people from Saginaw County who kind of generated the buzz about her getting on the island. Outside of that, it's not like she has any paid staffers or consultants, unlike the other people who were up on the island. So for her to get second place in this straw poll is really pretty remarkable, and probably maybe more significant than Rand Paul winning the thing.
Is she the big, for the Michigan factor coming out of the Michigan Republican Leadership Conference on Mackinac, is she the big winner in terms of momentum?
I think her and John Kasich did really well. I think Ted Cruz did well. You know, basically, they say 80% of success is showing up, Dave. And I think for those candidates who showed up, they did really well they did really well for Michigan. And whether it was Rand Paul with his organization or Carly Fiorina generating a ton of buzz, Kasich getting the endorsements of Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekhoff and Tom Leonard, and Jeb Bush was really the only story in town on Friday. So. And then Ted Cruz had an enormous event over at the school in the morning on Saturday. By their count, 450 people. But you know, even if you cut that in half, even if you think they're being a little exaggerating there, let's say it's 250, 300. You know, that's still a lot of people. So for those candidates who showed up, I think they came away looking really well. The people who stiffed the island, like Scott Walker. I think they might as well forget about it.
Yeah, so it may be tough for him. Just in May, he was running hot here in Michigan and exciting people, and now it seems to be a bit of an afterthought. He's got issues with the campaign. Otherwise, Donald Trump was never on the list from Mackinac, and he basically skipped out. What about Jeb Bush? It seems like his whole process is to hold serve and wait for others to, flame out, and he'll be the slow but steady.
Yeah, I think that's a good take, and I think that that's what they're pretty much counting on there. I mean, Jeb Bush has a lot of supporters. He's got, I think he put out a list on Thursday or Friday with another 200 people endorsing him. We got state lawmakers on the list and other party leaders, and I think that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it pretty evident that he is going to have the money and the organization to make it through the first four states. And then he's going to make it through, that next little batch of states in the first week of March on Super Tuesday, and he's got, I think, 13 states for Super Tuesday. And then, Michigan's coming right up there. And, they're making it clear that Jeb Bush will be there in March, on March 8th, and he's in it for the long haul. And I think that that's a message that, continues to catch with folks here. He will not be flaming out, unlike Scott Walker. There is no death watch over his candidacy.
No.
And so you know, when others kind of go up and go down, Jeb will always be there and in the end be in a good position to win the nomination.
Kamalan, MERS News, coming off the island after he was coming out of the chair here last Thursday. Appreciate, again, you manning the show. And we look forward to chatting with you next time, my friend.
Hey, anytime, Dave. Take care.
All right, Kamalan, MERS News. He's the co-owner and editor there, and fascinating stuff on Mackinac Island, which was the epicenter of presidential election politics for the GOP this past weekend. More coming up here. It's the Morning Wake Up. Don't go away. 1320 WILS.
Before you decide what to do about your hearing loss, check out the Difference Ultra.